Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for taking the time out of your beautiful, beautiful evening to join us on Fire to Inspire. I want to thank our guests for joining. I want to thank our sponsors for sewing into us each and every month. We want to thank Top Flight Communications, who are the editors, transcriptors. They do reviews, business marketing. Marketing writing, and much, much more. You can visit www.topflightcommunication.com. That's topflightcommunication.com. They will take care of any of your editing, review, writing needs. And then we have Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. I tell you, her book is a great, great live account of how God delivered her son from a 15-year addiction to alcohol. So I'm telling you, you want to go to any of your online book outlets and purchase that book. Then we have Unique Expressions by Design, which they bring your custom ideas to life, whether it's a T-shirt, mug, journals, pens, and much, much more. Angelise Washington is there to take care of your needs. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available at Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And Vincent Lynch is the founder of Third Heaven Sound. He also writes jingles. I wrote the words, and he did the music to the actual jingle that you heard for On Fire to Inspire. And finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz will take care of all of your hair care and beauty needs. She is your one-stop shop for natural hair relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, perms, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Give Roz a call and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Thank you to all, each and every person that have sewn into the sponsorship for On Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor, the price is only $25 for the entire month. And you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com and get your business some visibility at an affordable rate. Guys, we have a great, great topic tonight. Prophetic insight into healing. I'm telling you, I love the woman of God. I love her spirit. As soon as we met a couple of months ago at a conference, we have the one and only Mr. Marsha McCorder that's joining us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Woman of God. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Aaliyah. Thank you for inviting me. I'm enjoying this tonight.
Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us. We thank God for the opportunity, because when we tried to get you last month, you had an emergency, and we definitely understand you got to take care of God's children. So we thank you so much for, you know, making the time and joining us tonight. We are so honored.
Well, this is one of those areas that I have just been drawn to, it seems like, my whole life, because I got healed supernaturally. I have two boys raised up off their deathbeds. I had a mother who had multiple sickness areas, and God did tremendous things there. So when we're talking about healing, that's just right down in my alley.
Amen, amen. So did you want to introduce yourself to the listeners, or did you want me to read your bio? I'm going to let you feel free to tell me which one you want to do tonight.
Okay, well, let me just share. My husband and I have been in ministry probably about 40 years. We've done about 23 in missions overseas, both medical as well as leadership and all of that. Taught 10 years in a Bible college and academic deans and campus deans. I've been 30 years a counselor, head of New Beginnings Counseling Center, the director there. And then my husband also pastors Father's House Church in Lawrenceville. And so I'm kind of like pastor's wife too. So I do a lot of little things here. And but one of the biggest areas I've really been drawn to most of my life was prophetic, and started prophesying back in 1970-something. So it's both of those. When you marry those together, you've got power. And so that's what, part of the reason when you brought up the idea, I was like, oh, yes, let me get on this, let me get on Inspire, and let's see what's going to happen here, what all God's going to want to do tonight, because I know he has plans for the listeners.
Amen, amen. I love it. And, you know, I love the fact that this show is his show. I'm just the voice that he's chosen and the vessel he's chosen to use at this hour. But I'm just giving God praise that he's chosen me. Because when he first asked me to do this, I was like, what, Lord? Huh? Me? I don't know anything. I don't know anything about those things. But you don't have to know about it. You just have to be obedient and be a willing vessel. And so I'm so honored. I'm so honored. We've been on the air now for 2.5 years, just giving God praise. And so many people have come back and said, you just don't know how that blessed me. So I thank God for you using your gifts, talents, and abilities to share with our audience this evening. And I'm going to give you just kind of a little background about the show. The show actually stemmed from a book that God gave me called On Fire to Inspire. He was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage and empower his people. But he also said when we started the show 7 months later, he said that my guest and I, so you and I, are married. And everyone that's listening, whether they're listening by phone or by internet, they are Elizabeth. And if they're not walking in their gifts and their purpose, their talents that he's given them, then their baby begins to leap and they can't sit still. They can't be comfortable just existing any longer, because he said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to live. And so for the people who are walking in that purpose and that talent and gift and ability, then it's like putting gasoline on the fire all over again. So I thank God for using you tonight to help, you know, be that person that sparks the fire for the person who's been dormant, or the person who's walking in it, who's reigniting and refueling them all over again. So just kind of giving you an understanding of where you are.
Well, it sounds like I'm in very comfortable surroundings, because that's my calling, is to help develop the body of Christ into their gifts and their abilities and pull them out of, if it's sickness or if it's, you know, trauma, if it's anxiety, whatever it is, depression. God is really wanting to pull us out and have us finally bring forth the inheritance that he placed in us that's his. We have brought forth stuff for the world, but we're not happy. We've done all kind of stuff. But what God is ready for us now is his inheritance got put in us a long time ago, and we're still floundering around on planet Earth. And I really feel like now is the time that he wants to just catapult us out into those places we're meant to be. And we walk in a destiny that we've never recognized before. And to me, that's the whole crux of where God is right now in his timetable, is he's ready to see his people come alive with who they are and what they're meant to do. And so it's critical right now. So this, you know, what mm-hmm. you have going is so critical to the scheme of God right now. It really is. You know, we get sick, we get tired, whatever, and God is saying, no, you're operating on planet Earth, let's operate out of the kingdom of God, which is a whole separate kingdom from where we've been living.
Love it. I love it. I love it. You're right. We're of another kingdom. Amen.
And we're ambassadors, and somehow we've lost the ambassadorship that we had, so... you know, when you were talking about healing, you know, so many of us have been hung in this place that we just see our sickness and disease. And I think God's trying to take us a step above that sickness, that disease, that whether it's mental, spiritual, physical, whatever it is, was only there to stop the gift that God had put in you from ever coming about. And mm-hmm. when I look at the little girl, I had a blood disease whenever I was a child, a blood disease. I was 5 years homebound, 3 years bedfast. And the whole time I was there in the home, I kept having dreams and visions of Africa and seeing myself on the mission field and seeing myself preaching. I grew up in a church that didn't believe in women preachers. I was like, okay, I can't go do that. I can't go do this. I can't be this. I can't be that. And so one of the things I found out is that God places those visions many times in us, even as children, and we don't have anybody that understands that. So they encourage us to go what our intellectual mind has or something else. But God is trying to break through all of the things that are holding us back so that we can become that. Well, so I was sick. I ended up going into a tent meeting in Marietta. Oral Roberts laid his hands on me, and I got gloriously healed. And after that, God began to orchestrate a whole pattern of things to get me on the mission field and then into Africa. And then when I stood there in 1991, God said, I have this, the dream I placed in you as a child, I have fulfilled now. And it was just, it was so awestruck to me to know that God had had this plan for eons of time when he first thought about me. And I think there are people sitting out there right now, and you're just working a job, and you're just trying to make bills be paid off, just make life work. And so, but when I was little, see, even though I knew God had called me to preach and to teach and to heal people, I started recognizing that that sickness and disease was trying to wipe me out before I even got started. And we had the same thing. I had two boys, and both of them now are, one of them works with me in missions and works in the church, and he was in a bad wreck and almost killed up in North Georgia. In fact, when they put him in the air vac helicopter, he's dead. Had no pulse, had no respiration. So the devil is out to try to stop what you have inside of you from ever coming out. And that's why I want to see the people of God healed. We want to see them get in touch with who they are. And I think that's where the prophetic words come in, is because those words are meant to restore their self-worth, their self-image, but also prompt and ignite their gifts. And when you walk into a service where someone is hearing the voice of God, he can speak into those things or she can speak into those things, and it will ignite it and activate it. And for me, that's part of it. I'm a nurse. I got trained in nursing before I ever, you know, got out into doing much for God. But God has used my understanding of that. And then I then went on and got to be a counselor. And so I do counseling and nursing, do medical missions overseas. But I think the whole key goes back to God wanted me to understand what was happening to people so that I could help them be released. And I think that's where you and I are together in this, is because they've got to have a place to come out of where they've been. They're being held in bondage. And it's time now. It's time now to see them become truly what God has destined them to become. I love the scripture that says the inheritance in the saints. That's the only inheritance God's going to get from us, is that place of what he put in us, us bringing it out and using it for him, to give him the, for him to get the glory. And so that's what I'm excited about, because I was depressed and down and had all kind of stuff in my own life, but when I found who I was, it made all the difference in the world, all the difference.
You said a mouthful right there. When you found out who you were, when you came into in contact with your true identity, because the enemy didn't want you to come in contact with your true identity. He was trying to do everything to keep you from it.
That's right. But he can't stop what God has put within us. It's an eternal thing. He can try to steal it from you and talk you out of it. But if we won't let him have it, then wow. it is going to produce. It really is. And see, I love what, there's a scripture that I love. Jesus talked about, he ordained that we bring forth much fruit and that our fruit would remain. So you've even ordained that you're going to bring forth fruit and that it's going to stay. So I'm like, wow, if that's true, why have I not been bringing forth anything?
Wow.
Because you're already ordained to bring. I mean, you're his child. You have to bring forth fruit. It's not an option. You think you see what I'm coming from?
Yes.
He's already stated that it's ordained. And so I think that's a main key for our listeners to get. And then, you know, I want to see, too, what they, you know, I don't know, do people call in and ask questions or what happens tonight? We just talk?
So we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to open the phone lines for questions, for comments. And if God just gives you a word, you're free to release it.
Okay. I do believe there will be some words released tonight.
I do, too. I feel that very strongly. So what do you think is keeping people from being – what do you think the world is afraid of the word healing, the word itself healing?
You know, I think that God's whole pattern was wholeness to begin with.
Right.
And somehow we missed that. We just kept thinking, okay, you know, we just get sick and then God's going to heal us. And so we kind of went in that pattern, and we've always looked at sickness. And I'm like, okay, God, when do we make that step to connect what you died? He died to have us an abundance of life. And life is not about sickness. It's not about, you know, I mean, we're all going to die, yes, you know, because of, you know, the fact that we've got to, we're all going to have that place unless we take off with him. But I think the whole key goes back to, we've not ever looked at the higher level of life that we were supposed to have on planet Earth. And so we keep thinking that we've just got to wait, and whatever gets thrown at us, we have to accept it. And I think God is wanting us to look beyond that and see that he created us as his children. And if there is abundance of life and wholeness in him, then when do we want to stand up and receive it and live for it? I think I've been a nurse and I've seen all kind of stuff. I used to work intensive care unit. And I remember as we went in and just put our hands on people and prayed for them, even if they didn't believe, believe, we saw God change it. Because he's just looking for somebody that's his to call a difference of the outcome there, to pray for healing. And we were so programmed. I mean, look at the programs now. It's all about medicine and take this medicine and do this and that. And I'm not knocking the medicines. But what I am saying is that we're programmed. We're programmed to throw away healing. We're programmed that, oh, God's not going to do it. We're programmed. We've got to find other options. And so we let our mind take over, and then our spirit man never rises up to understand what God's healing was all about. It was to heal you so you can bring forth the things of God on earth, and you can find who you are and come alive with that, and then have a quality. I love what he called it, abundant life. And we've not been living that too good. It doesn't seem like to me. I think I'm going to press it beyond the way. You know, we have a way we see ourselves as Christian, but I think God wants to take it to a level we've never gotten to yet. And it's going to take some trailblazers. It's going to take some people who will stand up and say, well, if God said it and he's God Almighty, then, you know, he said that his word would go forth and it would accomplish the thing he sent it into. And somehow we think God's this wishy-washy God that his word doesn't carry any weight, but it does. Everything moves at his word. And I think now it's for us to start speaking that word and let it come out of us like we believe it.
Amen. I love it. You know, I remember recently my pastor said that the atmosphere is awaiting the sons of God to speak forth the word, so it, to tell it what to do, to give it the authority we walk in. And I was like, oh, man, so many people don't understand their power and authority. And last week we talked about understanding your position. So if you come into the contact with your true identity, then you'll understand that you're already healed. You're already walking in that power and authority. So I'm loving it, Miss Marsha. I'm loving it.
Well, why would he say, let the sick say, let the weak say, I am healed, I am strong? Mm-hmm. He wanted us to speak something that would begin to shift the atmosphere. Every place Jesus went, he shifted atmosphere.
Right.
And we still haven't gotten that. We can surround our atmosphere with something different by the words we choose to speak over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a song back when I was in school that said, I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Bound, tormented, oppressed, sick, or lame. For the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Those are powerful words, but we've got to begin to speak forth what we're hearing God say.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I think it was interesting, said he speaks what he hears the Father say. He does what he sees the Father do.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start hearing and seeing through those eyes of faith what it is God has. I just can't stress that enough, because if that's how Jesus ministered, then that's how we minister too. He's the pattern. He's the plan.
Right.
And so there are people out there today, and I talked to a woman today, her mother is in the hospital, and we started, praying over her and started speaking for life to go into her. And, some things are not good with her right now. But I know that as we begin to speak, as we begin to join together and agree, things begin to shift and change even around in the atmosphere where you are. We had a woman from our church whose relative was very sick, and she is a Hispanic woman. And so we prayed and got the loved one on the phone down in Central America and began to pray and speak the things of God over that. That woman came up off out of her sickness. It was unreal. Her family couldn't believe it, but it did. It came alive in that woman.
Thank you, Lord.
You look at that, it just excites you to me to see what God is going to do.
Yes, yes. When you have willing vessels that say, yes, God, I'll do what you say do, when you say do it, and for your faith level and understanding who you are, for her spirit and her spirit man to wake up and come alive and come into that healing, come in agreement with that healing, and it takes place right there for that family to witness it, that took somebody's faith to another level. Someone who even maybe never believed, they became a worshiper and follower of Christ.
Yes, and this woman, the whole family, began to respond because they saw something different happen,
Right.
We think about our own country, but sometimes we don't think about we're meant to speak into other countries and other people groups. And, I went to Africa, and I remember a woman that could not even take care of her sick children. And she came in for a service, and we were praying over her. She told me that, she couldn't get up. She couldn't take care of her children. They said she had severe heart trouble. If she got up and did anything, she wasn't to get up and walk. She had no strength, and she was fatigued all the time. And she came up to the altar, and God said, tell her I'm giving her a new heart. And when I told her that, she immediately fell on the floor and was on the floor for one whole hour. And I thought, wow, what is this? And she cried, and God began to touch her. And she got up. And she said, I feel so different. I feel so new. All I was meant to do was tell her what the Word of God said. We had preached on healing, and she knew Jesus was a healer. She ran 2 miles to church that night after prayer Sunday morning. And she told me, Sister Martha, I've checked it out, and I've got a brand new heart.
Jesus.
And her kids could not believe it. I got letter after letter of the testimonies of what they saw her doing now that it was changed. We don't know. I like what my mentor said. He says, you're standing on the verge of a miracle.
Oh.
You're standing on the verge of a miracle, but it's what you see when you're standing on the edge, on the precipice of that place. What do you see when you stand there? And I think some of them tonight are standing on that precipice. They're looking to see, and it could be doom and gloom, you know, they see, or it could be the changing of a miracle. And that's what I'd like to see them look at tonight and say, I have a Jesus that's more powerful than anything. And if you don't know him, you can accept him tonight. But you've also got this place that can accept who he is. He's the eternal word. And when the word has said, I am the Lord that heals you, then that's his name and that's who he is. And we have to call on him to be that in our life. We call on him to be a savior and a Lord for us, but we also call on him to be a healer and a deliverer from depression or anxiety and a provider and whatever else we need. We use his name to vate who he is.
Yes.
Because he is the word and he is Jesus. And I'm so in love with him. I just think he's awesome.
Me too. I tell you. And you know, there's nothing like it. It's nothing like understanding who you are in him and that relationship. Because I know for so long, I was religious and didn't even know it. But when I came into a relationship with him, I saw the change. I felt the change. It was different. I desired his presence, you know. And it was just beautiful. And so many people are trapped in the world of religion. But I dare you to trust him and get a relationship with him and get to know who he is so that you can understand who you are. I tell you, Miss Marsha, I tell you, God is just so awesome. He is so amazing. So amazing. So you all go to Africa, and what other countries have you all traveled to? I know you said you were in Africa. Have you been to India?
The first place we ever went was to Peru, to Lima, Peru, and then up the Amazon River. I've been up the Amazon River on the Chosen Vessel is the name of it. I love it. But we've been to India. We spent years going in, about 6 years. We went maybe a couple years ago. We go to Africa, different places in Africa. We go into Central America. I just got back from Guatemala. My son will be going to Honduras very soon. And we're looking at also a trip to Mexico this year. So we go into other countries as God leads us where he wants us to go. But we usually take two or three a year and take people to where they can see. I mean, I took two little interns this time, and they saw God just move. We were teaching and training them in some areas, and then God just did it right there in the middle of the clinic. And they got so excited watching God do what we had just talked about the night before. So I think, you know, God is wanting to train us. He's wanting to develop us, you know, in who we are and what we are. But, that's what I've been doing. And we've seen miracles in all of these countries we've been in, some very dramatic. We've seen AIDS disappear. We've seen cancer leave. We've seen women with barren wombs, one that had five aborted children, either stillborn or aborted. And we saw next year we came back, she had twins. It's unreal what God is doing. And he'll do the same thing here if we're given an opportunity.
Amen. So we're going to open up.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. I had a woman, and this shows the prophetic healing very good. I had a woman that came to me in a meeting, and I just felt led to share this one story. She came up to me, and she did not believe, you know, that God would do anything for her. And she was very depressed, and she was also had a lot of sickness issues. And I remember I'm sitting up there, and I'm praying for her, and the minute I put my hand on her, I see her in the bed crying. And so all I spoke into her is I said, I see you in your bed, and you're crying, and you've been hurt in that bed. And I see that, you know, and the minute I said that, she began to cry. And she talked about her abusive husband and how she'd been hurt. And so as we began to pray over her, and just these tears came, pain of abusive things that had happened, just all kind of stuff, that opened the door for the healing because all of a sudden she recognized that God loved her enough to show to an absolute stranger where she had been. And I think when we look at the marriage of prophecy and healing, it's to unlock that place that tells us that God doesn't care. It's to unlock that place that says he did hear me, he does see me, he does know where I am right now. And I think that's one of the big ways that I've seen, because as God gives you something, you know, no matter how trivial it seems, it begins mm-hmm. to shift the power on God's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just felt led. That was one I felt led to share tonight. That's why I wanted to share it with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, God is just so amazing. And what the part that really, I think, for a person who just is in a place where she's pretty much, you know, given up on some things and some areas, and even her healing, she's given up on that more than likely. You know, it's a blessing when God, you see that God used a total stranger to say, I love you enough to choose you. You know, I
yes.
love you enough to say, I'm going to send this stranger to come love, you know, put that love back into you. You know, a lot of times, when you walk in the gifts that you walk in, you know, many times you're led to do things and led to go places, and you have no clue where you're going. You're just being obedient. Am I correct?
Yes. That's true.
But when you get there, that's when you understand, okay, I'm here for this. Okay, you may think you're going, okay, I'm going to the store to pick this up, and you don't even need that, but you're going just to whatever it is that God has for you to do at that store. And it's such a blessing. And it's like, wow, God, you are using me. And so that lady felt like, my God, he loved me to where he sent this total stranger to come see me. And not so much, but you saw that nothing that a common person would know, but the heart of God showed it to you. You know, so it
yeah.
just really touched her in a way like no other. So, yes, I know it. I know it to be true because I've experienced that myself. And I'm like, ooh, Lord, that is such a beautiful thing. And aren't you in awe of God after he used you like that?
I stay amazed. You know, even over Guatemala, they brought in a whole bunch of people from a nursing home, and I just happened to be trained in that. And they were all asking me questions, and I thought, God, you had me here. Any other nurse might not have been able to handle what they were bringing up. But
right.
I looked at it, and I thought, I was God-ordained to be right here. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's what we're going to start finding, is that if we can walk those God-ordained steps, we
mm-hmm.
are going to find some very supernatural things at the end of those footpaths. And
man.
And I can't wait to see what's going to happen tomorrow. What about you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. In fact, I think there's going to be some things that's released tonight. There's going to be some things even released tonight. So I'm excited about it. I am so excited about it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you don't have anything else that you're thinking about sharing at this time, and anytime you feel free to, you know, feel free. You're at home, so feel free to share. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a question or comment, press 1 if you're dialed in at 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment, or if you just want to say something to the woman of God. Now, again, if you're listening at 929-477-2178, you will press 1. But if you're listening by internet, we need you to dial in. And that number, again, is 929-477-2178. I'm telling you, it's time to get your healing, to walk in your true identity, so you're no longer existing, but living the life that God created you to live and called you to live. I know when I was in the corporate world, we'd be on Monday, you know, Monday, you'd be like, oh, is it Friday yet? God ain't meant for us to live like that. You're not living a life that you were born to live. You're living the life that you learned to live. When you're feeling like that each and every day, you're rushing your life away. That's not how you meant for us to live. Not at all. You know, yeah. you have people arrive at a job that they hate. They look at their clocks, and I remember we clock in at like 7:30 in the morning, and we were there till 4:00. And so you have people at 8 o'clock saying, is it 4 yet? You know, you're like, no, it's not 4. But that's not living. That's existing. And God has called us to more. He's called us to live that abundant life that he speaks about in his word.
Yeah, it's not about just existing anymore. That's not about it anymore. It's about really living what God called you to live.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm behind you.
Amen. Now, they're trying to be a little shy, y'all. Tonight is not the night to be shy. Tonight is the night to get your healing. So if you are dialed in, you got a question or comment, or you just want to speak to the woman of God, you'll dial in at 929-477-2178 and press 1. Again, tonight is your night. No more delay, no more procrastination, no more excuses. It's time to live, and it's time to live now. You know, so many people that are, the Lord showed me a vision, and he showed me people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these gifts, I've given them all these talents and abilities, but they're just sitting on them. He said, tell them it's time to stop existing. Tell them it's time to start living the life that I created. And I'm like, wow, God, me? He was like, yeah, because you were one of them. You were one of them, so who can better tell the story than someone that was doing that themselves? And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I pick up someone out there is dealing with a hand and an arm problem. It's not working like it should. You had hopes that certain surgeries and things would help, and it's not happening. And I just feel like they're very down right now. I feel like they've just kind of given up hope. And I just kind of want to speak into that place right now. Is that God is the God of comfort. He's the God of all hope. Anytime you get to the end of what you have just as a human being, that place where we're overwhelmed and we can't rise up again, God is trying to reach into that. I've been there. I was heavily depressed at one time in my life and tried to kill myself. And God touched me at that moment. I threw up the pills I had taken. And God spoke to my heart, and he said, this is not my plan for your life. And I want to encourage whoever that is right now that you not get so down that you think of hurting yourself or doing yourself in. I just feel like that somebody is just right on that edge right now. And I want to encourage you that God has a hope that you've never tasted yet. He's got a place inside that you don't know right now. You've not seen it. You've not tasted of it. And don't leave without tasting this place of abundant life that he's got. It's not what you think it's going to be. It's a whole different place. And it's going to be a place almost like, I like to think of it being a transformed, like the butterfly that has the little worm that is transformed into a butterfly. You see yourself warming your way through life, but God wants to have you fly. And that's going to be a new thing. So I just feel like someone is there right now that I need to speak that into. I know there are people out there that need help right now. If you'll call, you know, God has things that he wants to say to each of you. And you are not too insignificant. You are so uniquely made and so powerfully made, and gifts, supernatural gifts. Yeah, we know some of you can cook and some of you can organize books and you can handle accounting and you can nurse and you can do all kind of things. But there's some people out there that really have not yet found who they are, and those are the ones I really feel like we've been talking to tonight. Is that you don't know who you're meant to be. And God has a new place. He has a new place. Why don't you call us so that we can at least pray with you on that place? And I don't think, they don't have to give names anyway, do they?
No, they don't have to give a name. No.
Okay. So just that connection sometimes, just that connection stirs the things to work.
Yeah.
And
That's all it takes. It just takes that word spoken. I never understood until the man of God spoke over me the healing power of Jesus. I was 10 years old when I got healed. And made such an impact in me. I never have forgot it. I remember him looking me in the eye, and he said, "Marcia, do you believe, first of all, do you believe that he's your Savior?" And I said, "Yes, I do. He's Savior and Lord." And she said, "Do you believe that he has the power to heal you?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And that's all it took. That's all it took for that miracle. And I had the same disease as the boy in the plastic bubble. You remember the one John Travolta played? And I was homebound and bedfast and sealed up. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere. They wouldn't let me out. I took antibiotics every day of my life for 5 years. I was what the world called incurable. But there is no incurable in Christ. There just isn't.
Amen. So, no incurable in him. It's not.
Yeah. Well, Jeremiah tells us that. You know, Jeremiah says there is a remedy and a cure. And I love that, for those that are hopeless, that feel like there is no place left to go. So.
Wow.
I also feel, this is a little bit different kind of healing. I feel, too, that there's a woman that she's on the verge of leaving her family. And I just really feel like that she needs to take a second look at that before she walks. Because I think God is shifting and changing things, and she doesn't know it yet, because God has worked under the current, like under solid rock. The river has been shifting, and she hasn't seen it. So I want to encourage whoever it is that has that feeling that they just need to walk away. They've had relationship problems their whole life. But God is ready. He's wanting to show you something about those relationships, and that's the fact you're meant to heal them. And sometimes we get attacked in the area that we've healed. I was sick because I was meant to be a healer to help people get healed. And I feel like you're in a relationship struggle, and several of them right now, but God is wanting you to know that you're really meant to heal some of those relationship things. You know, you're meant to heal that in others. And I just want to encourage you with that as well.
Oh, man. Amen. That's powerful there. That's powerful. Because many times the thing that people think that that's their weakest thing in, or they're not good in, that's their strength. For me, before I understood my identity in Christ, because I am a true intercessor, the enemy didn't want me to come into the knowledge of that. And so when it was time to pray for someone or pray out loud or even speak, like I'm speaking concerning, you know, the Bible or Christ or anything biblical, I get nervous, I get tongue-tied. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, how is that possible when I can talk to anyone from, you know, the lowest person to the president? But the enemy didn't want me to understand my identity. But when I came into relationship with the Father and understanding my true identity in him and for the kingdom of God, now you can't shut me down or close my mouth, you know. There was even an attack on my voice where I was losing my voice. And I said, oh, no, devil, you will not. You cannot stop what God ordained. This is not something that someone told me. I heard his voice tell me this. So I'm going to walk in what he's telling me to do. So you got to understand who you are. And you speak to your circumstance and tell your circumstance who your Father is. So I don't know who that was for him, but like I told you, Mr. Marshall, I just go with what my Father say too.
Right. Well, he has a lot to say sometimes. And, yes, you know, one of the things in finding people's gifts, and we do that at our church, that's one of the things is we've got a gift test, and then we sit down by the Spirit of God and we pull on what God would, you know, would have them know. And what I find is that so many times Satan tries to defeat your gift, you know, by going opposite it. You know, we've had people who became givers, very strong givers in the church, and yet they were broke all the time. It just seemed such an opposite. But it was so that he could dismantle their belief that God would bless them financially to be able to give. And I know with me, I was, and then my mother was sick after that, and I went toward nursing thinking that was the healing gift I had. But it was more than that. And so God began to develop that. You know, I was telling somebody a while back, is I used to sit in on the bus going to downtown Atlanta when I was a young woman, and people would sit down beside me and tell me their whole life story, and I didn't get it. But what happened is somebody had seen that counseling gift in me before I ever knew it was there and felt comfortable enough to tell me. So they sat down and told me their whole life story. And I'm 18 and thinking, this is stupid. I don't know who you are. I'm only 18. What do I know about your life and what to do with it? But later on, God really showed me that was the counselor gift that somebody else saw, and I didn't even see it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the nurse came, and yes, we developed that one, but I knew it was something more. It had to go deeper because it was more than not just about healing a body. It was about healing souls and healing spirits, and that's the whole key. When he heals, he wants it all healed, and I know there's some people right now that say, I can't be healed. I don't know who talked you out of it. But when Jesus says, I am the very essence of life itself, you know, the Bible says that even death and sickness runs away at his feet. It can't stay in the room with him. It can't stay there where he is. And I don't think anybody has really seen that kind of a Jesus. It runs away. The plague, the sickness, the disease, the whatever term you want to put on it, runs at his feet. It runs before him, running away from him. And I love that scripture in Habakkuk. It's an interesting scripture in Habakkuk, but it talks about that there's a brightness like sunlight in him. And this is Amplified Bible in Habakkuk 3:4. It says that there were bright rays flashing from his hands, and there in that sun-like splendor was the hiding place of his power. Those hands carried glory and healing and power. And it didn't matter what they had. It all left. I remember my husband told a story that he was up at the altar when we were first learning to be in ministry. And when he laid his hand on somebody, he saw a hand of light come down on top of his hand. And he knew that person at that moment got healed because he felt like the hand of Jesus come down on top of him. And I want to encourage you, whoever's out there, is to let that touch come on your life right now, because those hands bring total freedom from anything. I've been tormented in my mind, tormented in my body, sickness, you know, like I said, one boy had spinal meningitis and they gave him up to die. The other boy was in a bad wreck in North Georgia, put in the AirVac helicopter and brought into trauma care. Two broke arms, broke hips, three places broke in both of them. Two places in the hip broke. They said his kidney and his spleen would not make it, and it was mush. They'd have to take it out. And after 2 hours of praying, it was back down from a level 5 to a level 3, and then we were told he could keep the kidney and the spleen. So I was just totally shocked, you know, at what God does. So, you know, and it's not like I don't know because I'm a nurse. I've been right there and watching things. So, I don't know. I just want to encourage people to call in, ask questions, and
do it. The earth and a little shy tonight. But I'm telling you, tonight is not that night to be shy. I'm telling you, tonight is the night to get your healing. To get your healing, I tell you. I am so, I don't know if, you know, sometimes people are afraid of, I don't know what they're afraid of. You know, one of the things I know that, I don't know if they're afraid of being healed, but I know some people are afraid of being successful. And that sounds crazy, but it's true. We actually have a person that's press one. Here we go. say your name unless you want to. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Great evening to you.
Hi there. How are you?
We're great. We're great. Thank you so much for initiating. Maybe the rest of them will get some courage and get brave. So thank you so much for being the first one to dial in.
I know that's right. I'm calling. I am definitely enjoying the broadcast. I just thank God for his power and everything that he is doing in the lives of his people. I just thank God for being able to walk in the authority of his power. And I just want to encourage you both to keep on moving in the things of God. And that's basically it. And just to let you all know, to have a blessed and a prosperous day.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. That's the real blessing. And we just bless you too. We just want to see God move. I don't know. I feel like there's some issues in family that he would like to move greatly in your life as well. So I'm going to pray for him to do that mighty thing in your family that you've been asking for, okay?
I don't know if she can hear, if he heard you.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for dialing in. All right, anyone else have a question or comment, press 1, and we will definitely bring you on. Again, you don't have to release your name. And, you know, press 1, you know, if you want to have a question, comment, or you just want to speak to the woman of God, because there may be something that God has to release. A word that he wants to release to you as a result of just being obedient and pressing that 1. So if you have a question, comment, or you just want to speak to either of us, then press 1 and we'll be happy to speak with you. Again, the number is 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178. Press 1, because if you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in that number to be able to participate in the call. Mr. Marshall, I tell you, as you know, I just praise God that even though no one's actually been pressing that 1, how he's still allowing you to pick up, you know, their heart, the hearts of the people, the spirit of the people. Because as you were speaking, my spirit is totally in agreement with you, what you're saying, and it's like I'm feeling the exact thing you're feeling. So I just give God praise for your obedience and still going forth, even though some people, you know, are operating in fear. So thank you so much for your obedience.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I do think sometimes people are afraid of what others are going to think about them.
Right.
You know, it's a sad thing, but the number one problem in the U.S. is anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I deal with that on a continued basis, you know, and help people dissect what's going through their head. And that's one of the things I do as a counselor. But, you know, I always look to see where they're meant to go. It's not just about what's hitting them now that's the real issue, but it's about finding the destiny that they're meant to walk in. And a lot of what they get thrown at is to totally dismantle either the person they are, you know, or the gifts, callings, and destiny. I like what I heard, I think it was T.D. Jakes say, that was really powerful. He talked about that there's always a sponsor to help you go to the next level. And he was talking about Naomi taking Ruth with her to the house and the fields of Boaz. And he was talking about God always has someone there that goes before you to help you break into that new place. I think so many people are afraid just to go out and try to go toward that destiny. But if you look, you'll find the mentor or the sponsor that's meant to take you there. And they help you get accustomed to it. Remember, Jesus came in and John the Baptist was there to introduce him. you want to look at that as he was the sponsor that opened up people to hear Jesus. And John the Baptist put his seal of approval on him. And when he did, and this was what the bishop was saying, was that here it is, that there are people there who's meant to help you take that step and go forward. And I've been trying to do that with counselors and with people in missions and, you know, teachers and ministers of the gospel. So I think that's a whole pattern for some people. They're thinking they've got to do it all by themselves, and they don't. God always has a support system around you to help you get there.
That is so true. So very true. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Guys, this is going to be your final opportunity. If you have a question, comment, or you just want to dial in and see if there's a word, dial in at 929-477-2178 and press 1. Again, if you're listening by the Internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 1. We will bring you live. Again, you do not have to release your name. You can just comment, you know, call in anonymously. I tell you. All right. Let's see.
Well, I have four little words that we might share since no one's calling just yet. Maybe somebody's on the line starting to dial. But God also gave me for tonight is God wants to put in input that impact. So input, impact. And then we always seem to have to translate what that means to us. And then the whole ending was to transform. And so if we begin to think about that, let God put input into you so that you're impacted. When you're impacted, your passions change, your life shifts. And then we want to translate that to what that means to us. Because, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean I shift my whole life? What does this mean? Do I learn certain abilities to go with that calling, you know, and then transform? And everybody's not called to be fivefold ministry, but everybody is called to use what they have for God and to develop that and let it explode. You know, I like to tell folks I'm just, you know, a truth bomb that Jesus has filled full of truth to go explode on somebody. I don't have to push it into him. It's his job. He's the spirit of truth. So I just go explode in front of them, not in a bad way, but in a good way by speaking truth. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit's job as the spirit of truth pierces their heart and changes who they are. And so all I have to do is trust him to finish the work. We start it, but he finishes it.
Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Totally, totally. I like that. I really love that. Input, impact, transform. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One of the things that, you know, people fail to realize is what they put in is what you get out. So what you keep feeding your spirit, man, what you keep feeding yourself, even with your bodies, you know, what you keep putting in, you're going to get out. You know, if you're feeding yourself with negativity or foolishness, then that's going to be what you're producing. But I dare you to just be intentional and mindful of what you're putting in. You know, some things, you got to get to a place where some things you can't even watch on TV anymore. Because it's just a bunch of negativity and garbage. No, what you put in is what you get out.
That's right. Well, it's what you feed yourself. You know,
yes.
We feed ourselves good or we don't feed ourselves good, and then we end up having a problem sometime because of it.
Right. Right. So, I agree.
And it gets spiritual as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, yeah. Any final words you want to leave, Mr. Marshall?
Just recognize that you're a very unique and unusual creation that God has made, and there is not another one like you in all of creation, and that he wants them to be uniquely themselves and relaxed at being themselves. So I would leave that, and I just thank you for the opportunity to share on your program, and I count it a great honor.
And I'd like to get with us some more together just to have some lunches or something and know more about all that you're doing, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. We got to definitely connect soon. Definitely connect soon. And thank you again for putting us on your calendar, because I know you're very busy. And we thank you again for sharing your gifting with us tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And it was great.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right, guys, if you missed any of the interview tonight with Minister Marsha McCorder, you definitely don't want to miss that playback. The playback will be available about 5 minutes after the broadcast ends. So you want to go back and listen to that. You want to share it with others, because there were some things that was released that others need to hear, whether they heard it, you know, if they were able to be on. Some people may have heard it via internet, but there are others that may have missed it. They may have been at work. They may have been at traffic. Make sure you're helping them, because it's all about healing. It's all about walking in the gifts, the talents, and ability that God has given us. It's time out for the existing and just doing anything status quo. You're not common. You're not ordinary. You're extraordinary. And she said a moment ago, it's time for you to be that unique you that God has called you to be. It's time for you to walk in the authority and the power that he's giving you. There are some people that are waiting on you to rise up. And one of the things that God told me, even with this show and writing the book on Friday Inspired, when he told me to do it, and I kept telling God who I was, and he was like, when you take me out of that box, then you're going to, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And so he said to me, there are too many lives waiting on your obedience. So I say to you, whether you're listening now, live, or you're listening by recording, who is it that's waiting on you and you're not, you haven't arisen, you haven't awakened, you're just still sitting there dormant and going on shoulda, woulda, couldas, or still using excuses? Who is it that you're holding up? You're holding someone else up because you won't stand up. It's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to rise, and it's time for you to live. Live the abundant life called you to live. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I'm here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, make sure that you are giving and doing the things that you're supposed to be doing in the community as well. The Jasmine House Foundation is doing a Feed the Homeless campaign next Sunday at the Renaissance Park at 11 a.m. We'd love for you to come out and help the Jasmine House Foundation. If you have clothing, we're going to be doing food. Reach out to the Jasmine House Foundation. You can look them up on Facebook and Instagram, but they would love your help. Again, that's next Sunday, the 25th, at the Renaissance Park in downtown Atlanta. They would definitely love your help, the opportunity to help them out. And then we have a big event called the Family Empowerment Event. That's an anti-bullying march coming up on July 15th. So you can be an impact and help out in June by feeding the homeless, and then you come in July and help with the Empowerment Family Day, Family Empowerment Day. You'll do a march with us, and then it'll end at the AMF bowling. And from there, it's going to be a big celebration. We need sponsors. We need volunteers. So email us at 321stopbullying@gmail.com. If you know anyone that would like to volunteer or help out in any capacity, let us know, because we really want to make this a great, great event. We've lost too many children to suicide, to bullying. If you saw the stats, you saw the numbers, you know it's time to combat what the enemy is trying to do to our children with love and understand, helping them understand who they are. So it's time for us to do what we're supposed to do, what we're called to do. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. We look forward to speaking with you again next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fire to Inspire. Love you guys, and you have a great night and an awesome, prosperous, and productive week. Have a blessed one.